Congratulations, everybody, and welcome back to At the Helm. This is episode 15. Last episode, we took a look at the beginning of Bindlestiff, and we're going to take some more look at this time in the evolving story of Bindlestiff. Although some of these recordings were made a little bit later, they represent the work that we were working on at the time, although we didn't capture versions until later. The selections we'll be listening to in this episode are from a CD titled Quiet, which Dave and I started out to record the tracks for. The episode following this one will feature all the tracks that came out of these recording sessions, which obviously were not ambient, but that's a separate discussion. Meantime, we're going to look at five tracks this evening, or today as it were, and the first one we're going to talk about is Continental Division, which is a piece that features me on keyboards with a drum, with a drum box part, and Dave on a guitar lead. It's titled Continental Division because this song is heralding the point in time when I'm beginning to anticipate leaving California, and Dave and I realize we'll be living on separate sides of the Continental Divide. So that's where you get the song title, and this is the song Continental Division. Again, that was Continental Division, and that sets up an archetype for what Dave and I will be doing in Bindlestiff an awful lot of the time, which is I'll be playing keys and doing keyboard-related loops and drum-related loops, and Dave will be handling some Ebow guitar stuff and some keys too, actually, for that matter. So anyway, that was Continental Division. The next piece up is called Spiral Ginger /Descent. Spiral Ginger, the term comes from a calendar that Dave had on the wall of his a studio, which featured different types of flora and fauna from other places. And I think spiral ginger comes from Australia, but it was just a stunning looking flower. And obviously descent applies more to the nature of the music. This particular loop is unusual in Bindlestiff terms in that it's Dave and I both playing guitars. And I'll be doing a double picked guitar, and Dave will be doing an Ebow guitar, and we're both generating loops that become what the following piece is, which is Spiral Ginger Descent. So with no further ado, here you go.
Thank you.
The next tune we're going to listen to is, again, more of a traditional archetype design as far as the instrumentation goes for Bindlestiff. I'll be doing a keyboard loop, and Dave will be doing an Ebow loop. And between the two of them, they will come together and create the music that we do. Now, it should be noted, like I've said before, that all these things are done live in the studio. And Dave and I are not using any sort of synchronous technology in order to get his loops and my loops actually exactly synced up together. So it has to do with the degree of sympathetic ability to control the instrument, control the boxes that you're using, and also play together with the other person, which is what we feel we did better than most people, at the time, at least, working in this genre. So the next tune up is called Signs of Spring, and coincidentally, it was one of the very first pieces that when I moved to Colorado in 1995, I was able to get some sort of airplay with locally on KGNU. They did actually play this song a couple of times, to their credit. In the meantime, it's the third of five pieces we'll hear today on the show, and again, another selection from the CD known as Quiet. Again, this song is called Signs of Spring. Thank you. Okay, again, that was Signs of Spring, a nice little ambient number from the Quiet CD by Mendelstiff. Next up, we're going to look at yet another tune, again, in the genre of things where I'm doing keyboard loops and Dave is doing Ebo loops. If you're not familiar with the concept of what an energy bow is, it's a device that's a magnetic handheld device which vibrates one or two strings of an electric guitar in a fashion which is strong enough to generate a tone. So it's much like bowing a guitar or an instrument is with a resined bow and a string. It creates a sonorous standard sine wave type tonality. And again, as I've said before, I believe Dave is probably the second best Ebow player in the world after Mr. Bill Nelson, of Bebop Deluxe and other fame. But in the meantime, Dave will be using his Ebow to create some subtle loops. I'll be doing some loops on some keyboards. And this particular tune is called Who is Number One, which is a link or a reference to the Prisoner television series from the 1960s. And indeed, the question is, who is number one? Well, indeed, I don't know who number one is, but the question is, who is number one? And that will probably stand for a while. In the meanwhile, we've reached the last number in today's cavalcade of tunes from the Quiet CD by Bindlestiff. This particular tune we're going to be coming into is called Into Blue, and again, probably begins to demonstrate where Dave and I will be moving with some of the music later on in the Bindlestiff catalog, which is to a particularly strong, ambient, lengthy compositional style, which doesn't allow for much of any rhythmic considerations or anything else. It's designed to be very large, pastoral, ambient music. Very good for driving long distances, actually, stuff like that. And I would definitely put the next tune into that category. Well, the next song is called Into Blue, and again features me on keyboard loops and Dave on Ebow loops. So, and again, this is live in the studio. And most of these tracks were recorded in the area of late 1994 into 95, because I was beginning to anticipate relocating from California, and we wanted to put as much of the Bindlestiff catalog as we could together. We've been playing these songs for a couple years in different stages of developments after being the Dozy Lumps. So as we became Bindlestiff and further got into it, we could take advantage of the ambient textures and stuff that we were accessing with the electronic instruments that we were using. So anyway, that's a real indication of what the next song is all about. And again, it's called Into Blue. Okay, again, that was Into Blue. And that's the last track we'll be listening to today in episode 15 of At the Helm. These are all selections from the Bindlestiff album Quiet, which is hard to find if you can find one. Good luck on that. In the meantime, I've been trying to bring you as many of these tunes as I can from the deepest, darkest recesses of audio obscurity, as it were. So in the meantime, that's song number 5 or track number 5 for this episode of At the Helm. Thanks very much for joining me. Again, if you want more information about this or related music, go to at-the-helm.us. And if you click on the individual thumbnails for the individual CDs, you'll find listed detailed equipment lists for what we're using to make these recordings and some other exponential information, along with links to other people's sites and relative information on the web. In the meantime, thanks very much for joining me here, and I appreciate your listening and look forward to coming back again next time. In the meantime, take care.